Audio GC1.
Hello there, learners. I am Maya. I love planning and making sure every detail is perfect.
Hi, everyone. I am Liam. I ask a lot of questions because I want to understand how everything works.
Greetings. I am Chloe. My favorite thing to do is research facts and find the truth behind the numbers.
And I am Noah. I enjoy telling stories that help us learn important lessons. Welcome to our journey into personal finance in the Middle East.
The Middle East is an exciting place to live and work. Whether you are in Dubai, Doha, Riyadh, or anywhere in the Gulf region, there are amazing opportunities. One of the first things you might notice is that in many of these countries, there is no personal income tax. This sounds amazing, right? It means the money you earn is the money you keep. However, living here comes with unique financial rules that are very different from other parts of the world. Today, we are going to explore how to manage your money wisely in this region so you can build real wealth.
Wait, Maya, did you say no tax? That sounds like I will have so much extra money. But I have heard people say that living here can be expensive. Is that true? I want to know where my money might go if the government is not taking it as tax.
That is a great question, Liam. While there is often no income tax, there are other costs you must plan for. For example, many countries in the region now have a value-added tax, or VAT. This is usually around 5% on things you buy, like clothes, electronics, and restaurant meals. The VAT varies across different countries in the Gulf region. Here is an example diagram to explain more. Always check your local government website for up-to-date and accurate data. Also, it is important to consider the cost of housing can be quite high. In some cities, you might have to pay your rent for 3 months or even a whole year in advance. That takes a lot of planning. Plus, there are often fees for government services, visa renewals, and driving licenses. In addition, a lot of food in the Gulf region is imported, which results in higher prices due to import duties, shipping, and distribution cost. So even without income tax, you need a strict budget and to be smart with your finances.
Exactly, Chloe. It is very easy to fall into a trap we call lifestyle inflation. Because you see shiny malls and luxury cars everywhere, you might feel pressure to spend more than you should. A great tip for anyone new to the region is to live like a local, not a tourist. Try to cook at home, look for affordable housing a little further from the city center, and be careful with your air conditioning usage, as electricity bills can get very high in the summer months. If you are careful, you can save a large amount of money here.
I see. So I need to be disciplined. Now, what about keeping my money safe? I went to a bank yesterday and saw a sign for Islamic banking. It mentioned Sharia compliance. What does that mean? Is it only for Muslim learners, or can I use it too?
That is a fascinating topic, Liam. Islamic banking is available to everyone, regardless of your religion. It is based on the principles of Sharia law. The most important rule is that money cannot simply create more money. This means charging or paying interest, which is called riba, is not allowed. In a conventional bank, they lend you money and charge you interest. In an Islamic bank, they operate on profit sharing and trade. For example, if you want to buy a car, the bank might buy the car first and then sell it to you at a higher price that you pay in installments. You know exactly what you are paying up front, with no hidden interest compounding.
That is really helpful, Noah. It is good to know we have options. Another huge part of our financial life here is healthcare. In many countries, like the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, health insurance is mandatory. This means you must have it by law. Usually, your employer provides this for you, but you need to check the details carefully. Does it cover dental? Does it cover you if you travel to another country? And very importantly, what is the co-pay?
I can explain co-pay. A co-pay or co-payment is the small amount of money you have to pay yourself when you visit a doctor. For example, if the doctor visit costs 300 dirhams, your insurance might pay 250 and you might have to pay 50 dirhams. This prevents people from going to the doctor when they do not need to. Always keep a little emergency fund ready for these medical costs, even if you have great insurance.
Okay, I will check my insurance card today. Now, I have heard about a special bonus we get when we leave our jobs. It is called a gratuity, or end-of-service benefit. Is that like a pension?
It is a bit different, Liam, and it is one of the best financial perks in the Middle East. Since there are often no government pension plans for expatriates, the government mandates that companies pay you a lump sum of cash when you leave, as a thank you for your service. But, and this is a big but, you must understand how it is calculated so you are not disappointed.
Let me break down the math for you. The end-of-service benefit is usually calculated based on your basic salary only. It does not include your housing allowance, transport allowance, or bonuses. This is why it is smart to negotiate a higher basic salary when you get a job offer. Typically, if you work for 1 to 5 years, you get 21 days of basic pay for each year worked. If you work more than 5 years, you get 30 days of basic pay for those additional years. Think of this as a forced savings plan. When you eventually leave the company, you could have a very nice amount of money to take home.
That sounds amazing, but we also need to talk about the risks. In some countries in the region, the laws regarding debt are very strict. In the past, if a check you wrote bounced because you did not have enough money, you could go to jail. While laws have softened in places like the UAE, bouncing a check is still a serious civil offense that can lead to travel bans. This means you might be stopped at the airport and not allowed to leave the country until your debt is paid. This is why you must never, ever spend money you do not have on a credit card.
Wow, that is serious. A travel ban sounds scary. It definitely motivates me to pay off my credit card in full every single month. I want to be free to travel. So, to wrap up, living in the Middle East offers us a chance to save a lot of money because of the tax-free income. But we have to be smart. We need to budget for high rent and school fees, understand how Islamic banks work, check our health insurance co. pays, and look forward to our end-of-service benefit.
You got it, Liam. My top tip for every learner watching is to automate your savings. Since you do not have taxes taken out of your paycheck automatically, you should do it yourself. Set up your bank account to automatically move 20% of your income into a savings account the day you get paid. If you do this, you will leave the Middle East much wealthier than when you arrived.
And remember, respecting local laws and customs is part of your financial success. Understanding the rules about debt and contracts will keep you safe and secure. We hope this video helps you feel confident about managing your money in this beautiful region. Start your budget today. Check your benefits and plan for a bright future.
Thank you for watching, learners. See you next time.
Previous lesson. Back to course. Next lesson.